What if the most profound change in your life required just minutes a day and absolutely no special skills? When Silicon Valley CEO Kamal Ravikant hit rock bottom, bedridden with depression after his company failed, nursing a broken heart, and grieving a friend's death, he made a desperate vow to love himself. This wasn't some feel-good exercise or New Age affirmation. It was survival. Within a month, his life transformed so dramatically that he now divides his existence into before and after this vow. What began as a personal survival mechanism became a practice so powerful that readers worldwide claim it saved their lives. The simplest commitment, I love myself, created the most profound change. Imagine being so low that even breathing feels like an insurmountable task. That's where it all began. Lying in bed for days, curtains drawn, unable to face the world. In that moment of complete desperation, the vow was born. I love myself. I love myself truly and deeply. Initially, these words felt hollow, almost ridiculous, but I committed to the repetition anyway, treating it like taking medicine. I repeated, I love myself constantly while brushing teeth, showering, working, during conversations, in traffic, before meetings, even during meals. The power lies in the word love itself, a force that bypasses the conscious mind's critical filters and reaches directly into the subconscious, where true transformation happens. This approach consists of four components that return you to self-love whenever you drift away. First, create a mental loop of I love myself, repeating it constantly. Most thinking isn't actual thinking, but remembering familiar patterns that trigger automatic feelings. By focusing on I love myself and feeling it deeply, you create new neural pathways stronger than your existing disempowering ones. The second component is a 7-minute meditation. Sit comfortably with soothing music and imagine light flowing into your body. As you inhale, think, I love myself. As you exhale, release whatever response arises. When your mind wanders, return to the breath. Third, stand nose inches from a mirror for 5 minutes. Look into your eyes while saying, I love myself, repeatedly. Whether you believe it doesn't matter. What matters is communicating this truth to yourself in a way your mind cannot escape. Finally, when facing difficult situations or negative emotions, ask, if I loved myself truly and deeply, would I let myself experience this? This question shifts focus from darkness to love. Within a month of this practice, I was sleeping better and genuine happiness returned. Opportunities appeared, amazing people entered my life, and seemingly hopeless situations resolved effortlessly. You're essentially reprogramming your internal operating system, creating a new default setting that transforms everything from relationships to work. As you love yourself, life seems to love you back. Darkness is simply the absence of light. Imagine a dark room with brightness outside. Your job isn't to battle darkness, but to clean the window, allowing light to naturally enter. When your mind shifts to fear or worry, clean your window. Instead of fighting nervousness about a presentation, focus on preparation and self-compassion. Rather than dwelling on relationship hurts, concentrate on understanding and growth. Before meaningful self-love can take root, we must forgive ourselves. Find a quiet place and write down everything you hold against yourself, from daily disappointments to major regrets. Poor career choices, mishandled relationships, or failures to stand up for yourself or others. Read your confession aloud until the words lose their emotional charge. Then physically release it, burn it, tear it up, or throw it into water as a metaphor for letting go. Afterward, write a vow to love yourself fully. This forgiveness ritual acknowledges that we often work to forgive others while neglecting ourselves. By externalizing thoughts onto paper, you create distance from them and recognize their often irrational nature. What distinguishes successful people isn't perfection, but their ability to forgive themselves, learn, and move forward. Memories strengthen with emotion, and your state of mind colors them. The same relationship appears dark when recalled during misery, yet transformed when recalled during happiness. When painful memories surface, don't resist. Struggling only pulls you deeper. Instead, embrace self-love. Feel it authentically, even if initially pretending. This love diminishes memory's power. Love, rewire, repeat. This applies to all thought patterns. Your mind habitually repeats the same stories, mostly unhelpful ones. Transformation occurs by consciously selecting thoughts and practicing them with emotion until new neural pathways form. I love myself remains the most powerful thought I know. When fear appears, have your light switch ready. Rather than fighting fear, which strengthens it, focus on what's real and activate self-love. Apply this window cleaning metaphor throughout life. Polish relationship windows through empathy, work windows through boundaries, and past regret windows through forgiveness. To make self-love sustainable, create rituals that put the practice on autopilot. Like military training hardwires behaviors, rituals ensure self-love becomes automatic rather than optional. Anchor these practices to existing daily activities. Meditate before writing. Take deep breaths before entering your building, or practice mindful self-love at waking and before sleep. During rough patches, increase your rituals. Track your practice on a calendar, creating satisfaction in seeing unbroken strings of success while revealing where you're falling short. When you inevitably slip, don't beat yourself up. Instead, choose one non-negotiable practice element as your line in the sand, the minimum you'll do daily. This maintains momentum even on difficult days and builds unshakable consistency. As self-love grows, life unfolds with unexpected synchronicities that seem magical. Don't just wait for magic, expect it. Your focus shapes your reality and your expectations manifest. Fear often guards the doorway to magic. Self-love helps you recognize fear as an illusion, neither useful nor real. Stepping through fear consistently leads to magic, even when different from what you anticipated. Make facing one fear daily a habit until it becomes second nature. When self-love feels unattainable, simply tell yourself, "Life loves me." Connect to something larger than yourself. Meditate on this phrase until gratitude flows naturally with each exhale, creating distance from disempowering narratives and affirming your inherent worthiness. This approach recognizes that while we can't control everything, we can control how much light we allow in. External circumstances create shadows, but our power lies in maintaining our window's clarity. Consider your window as a daily practice. What needs cleaning? Where could more light enter? Life is brief. Our only job is to shine brilliantly. Do it for yourself, those you love, and whatever you believe in. When you love yourself, you naturally shine. If you falter, remember you're human. Get up and love yourself even more. The vow to love yourself isn't a one-time commitment, but an ongoing journey based on compassion rather than criticism. As you practice self-love daily, both your inner landscape and outer world transform. The most profound change begins with the simplest commitment. I love myself.